as one of the last acts of the Bush administration's Interior Department, Secretary Dirk Kempthorne said he was especially pleased to honor the shack and Leopold Farm. Kempthorne calls them places where conservationist Aldo Leopold was inspired to write a Sand County Almanac. Buddy Huffaker of the Aldo Leopold Foundation worked with the National Park Service on the application for the shack and farm. He says there are several reasons the site is truly a historic landmark, one being Leopold's prominence in the conservation movement.
There's also then the very work that he and his family did on the property as one of the early experiments in restoring land to health and launching the ecological restoration movement as we now know it today.
Designation as a National Historic Landmark can lead to more widespread public interest in a site, but Huffaker says he doesn't expect many changes in the way the site is managed or made accessible to people.
We already manage and restore the site in accordance with certain historic preservation standards. We continue to try to protect the site's integrity in terms of signage and visibility, so all visitation still will need to run through the Leopold Foundation.
Huffaker says the foundation, local governments, and the state are discussing appropriate signs and recognition for the farm and shack. About 40 other Wisconsin sites are National Historic Landmarks, including Milwaukee City Hall and North Hall on the UW-Madison campus. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.